WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's clear and 17 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa news, the driver of a pickup truck was flown to a hospital in Omaha Monday afternoon after his vehicle was rear-ended by a semi west of Red Oak. The Iowa State Patrol said 48-year-old Danny Jennings of Red Oak was flown by LifeNet to Creighton Hospital following the crash on Highway 34 in Montgomery County. Officials say Jennings was traveling east in the slow lane, preparing to turn right onto Avenue A, when his 1998 Chevy pickup was hit from behind by a 2013 Volvo semi driven by 31-year-old Tracy Campbell of Russell, Iowa. The accident happened when Campbell became distracted and didn't see Jennings slowing for the turn. Following the crash, the pickup spun clockwise into the southeast ditch while the semi remained under control and stopped on the shoulder of the highway. The accident, which occurred around 2:30 p.m. Monday, remains under investigation by the State Patrol. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A Red Oak man was arrested without incident Monday evening following a two-hour standoff at a residence there. Red Oak police officers report that they were called to the home in the 800 block of East Coolbaugh Street at around 4:50 p.m. after they received word about a disturbance. When the officers arrived on the scene, they learned 19-year-old Joshua Salvato was in possession of a weapon. He also had refused to let officers enter the room he was in. Negotiators with the Red Oak Police Department and Iowa State Patrol were called to the scene, and less than 2 hours later, Salvato surrendered to authorities. He was taken to the Montgomery County Hospital for mental evaluation. Officials say no charges are expected to be filed. The Red Oak PD was assisted by Red Oak Fire and Rescue, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, and the Iowa State Patrol. A teenaged girl was hurt during a single vehicle accident Friday afternoon in Adams County. The Sheriff's Department reported Monday 17-year-old Amanda Simmons, who was one of two passengers in the vehicle, was flown by helicopter to an area hospital following the crash that took place just before 4 p.m. Friday on Kentucky Avenue in Adams County. Officials say a 2005 Saturn View driven by 19-year-old Caitlin DeYoung of Corning was traveling over a hill north of Corning when the vehicle went out of control and entered a ditch before hitting some trees. The accident remains under investigation. The Atlanta Community School District's Board of Education met well past 10 p.m. Monday discussing the options for capital improvement projects the district will need to undertake in the near future to meet current and expected growth in enrollment. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said before any decision is made on renovations to current facilities or the addition of classroom space, the board, with input from the School Improvement Advisory Committee, or SIAC, will have to prioritize its needs before it meets with that committee.
You know, this is something that I'd like to be able to put in the SIAC members' hands prior to the meeting, so when they come, that they have a full understanding of what projects have been identified by the board.
Board member Dennis Davis said it is important not to use a shotgun-style approach to the district's needs when approaching SIAC, the governing body, which will also determine how the district will pay for the renovations.
What's the priority? Is it to build rooms on the Shure? Is it to build on the Washington or whatever? We can't do it all, people. I'm serious. We just can't. Administratively, you guys are going to have to kind of lay this out there. You know, we can live without this. Mm-hmm. We can't live without this. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if things go well, you can add more in.
Right.
I don't think you want to hit these people with this whole shotgun thing there.
Right.
I mean, you're going to say, you know, this is what we need, and if we can afford it, we'd like to do this.
Design Alliance architectural firm Representative Jerry Purdy presented the board with numerous facility options for dealing with growth in the district's population in terms of making addition to some schools and or juggling around classroom space each year. Amstein said the simple fact of the matter is the district has very little room left with which to place the students as they make their way through the lower grades.
We've got a mobile classroom in front of Washington this year. Regardless of what action that the board is able to take in the next few months, the reality is that we're probably going to have two additional mobile classrooms out in front of the Washington next year. So I think when you start taking a look at some of the things that Jerry is proposing, I think they begin to prioritize themselves. We're running out of space.
And Amstein says after talking with Washington Elementary School Principal Stacy Hornung, he's learned it's not just the classroom space that will be needed.
Stacy's indicated she's going to need another first grade teacher and another third grade teacher next year. That'll be two additional classrooms that have got to come out to a mobile classroom.
When it comes time to pay for whatever renovations or improvements are made, Travis Squires with bonding agent Piper Jaffrey said the district has three options: sales tax revenue bonds, which are secured by revenue pledge and does not require a public vote once a revenue purpose statement is in place; general obligation, PEPL, or physical plant and equipment levy, capital loan notes, or through the issuance of general obligation school bonds. If the district elects to pursue a bond referendum, it will need to finalize a bond amount based on project fund needs. A petition calling for an election will need to be filed by mid-December, with public forums held prior to a vote on February 5th, 2013. News time is 7:13.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Irma Madsen, age 91, of Kimbleton, died Thursday. Funeral services for Irma Madsen will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Goldie Ullman, age 97, of Anita, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Goldie Ullman will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Dr. Richard Coatney, age 78, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dr. Richard Coatney will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Wilwerding, age 77, of Harlan, died Sunday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Richard Wilwerding will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rhonda Antofer, age 51, of Audubon, died Monday in Carroll. Funeral services for Rhonda Antofer will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dorothy Jean Laudenschlager, age 67, formerly of Irwin, died Saturday in Nebraska. Funeral services for Dorothy Laudenschlager will be held Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Arapaho, Nebraska. The Wenberg Funeral Home in Arapaho has the arrangements. Kevin Russell Stalter, age 62, of Stewart, died Sunday. Funeral services for Russell Stalter will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Keith Johnson, age 69, of Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Keith Johnson will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.